guys, and welcome back for another episode of the Social Hour Podcast, a podcast for SOAS by SOAS. I'm your host, Ashley.
And I'm your host, Bethany. And on today's episode, we are talking about free sewing patterns.
Mm-hmm.
Free sewing patterns. Who doesn't like free things, right? Yes.
But we're going to get a little controversial.
I wouldn't say controversial, but we do have a learning opportunity here. Yeah. To educate you all on the best ways to make the most of some free patterns, but also like the purpose of why a company would have free patterns. And then just a little PSA about some companies and how they retrieve their free and create their free patterns. Mm-hmm. So we've got a little bit of information for you today. And then we have, of course, our sewing confession at the end. So be sure to stay tuned for that, because it actually has to do with similar to our topic today. So it was like perfect. And don't forget, I mean, if you want to submit your own anonymous sewing confession, you can do so over at our website. We'll put a link in the description of the podcast today. All right. So one thing that I feel like is very helpful when it comes to free patterns is it helps me learn about a pattern company. So for example, let's say there's a pattern company that someone shared with me and I'm like, oh, I like the look of their patterns. And, you know, but I just don't know if I'm going to like how they sew up or they're in their tutorial. Is it going to teach me the way that I need to learn? Mm-hmm. You know, those kind of things. So what am I getting in that investment of purchasing that pattern? And sometimes, and a lot of times, a pattern company will offer some free patterns to kind of give you a taste of what you can expect from their paid for patterns. And these patterns can be a little more on the simple side. Maybe it's a simple t-shirt or a simple dress or some pajamas or something like that. But it gives you an idea of what to expect in their more involved patterns that you pay for. And it's a great way to get to know a pattern company. Now, not all pattern companies are going to offer free patterns, and that's their prerogative, but a lot of them do, and that is the main reason why. So that is one thing I want you to keep in mind, is when you are looking at free patterns, that's the reason. They want you to get to know how they do their patterns, and if you really enjoy that, then you know with confidence that, hey, I think I am going to get that other pattern that I really like that I have to pay for. Yeah. And so I think that's a big part of why companies do have free patterns.
They do, but they also use it as a lead magnet to get to kind
it
of
is.
Suck you in as well. So
well, that's the whole point, is you get to know the brand that way, you know, like, or they'll run some really good sales. And so like maybe you do a free pattern and then maybe they have a pattern sale and they're like half off and you can grab one. Then it's another way to kind of tiptoe your way into learning more about that pattern company, because you're investing in those patterns to then invest in your fabric and make them. And you don't want to just download any free pattern and make it with your nice fabric and then it not work.
Yeah.
So I think that's a big part of why companies will have those. And we are going to go through just kind of a quick list of some of the ones that we thought of top of mind that we've used that are free patterns from some of our favorite pattern companies. But the other thing I want to call out is sometimes pattern companies won't list a free pattern on their website, but they'll give it away in a newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
So if you sign up for a newsletter, you might get a free pattern for a garment, a bag, a quilt, a foundation paper piecing pattern, crafty pattern, home decor pattern, maybe an applique design or a cut file design, or even just a tutorial on some specific sewing techniques. So take some time to get to know a pattern company, sign up for their newsletter, see what kind of education they're investing in their customers, because that will tell you kind of how much they're investing into their patterns.
Exactly.
And I think that's a great way to kind of get to know a pattern company, especially if you're going to invest in them. So with that being said, should we go through some of these free patterns that we called out?
And we should just preface by saying, like, there are thousands of free patterns.
There's so many. And, you know, our dear friend Diana, Eloise Ezra on Instagram. She, from time to time, will do a free pattern Friday where she'll find a free pattern and she'll sew it up. And she's got them saved in her highlights on her Instagram if you want to go back and look. So she's probably done a lot of, I know she's done a lot of the ones that we're going to mention, maybe not all, but she's a great point of reference because she'll be honest. She'll be like, hey, it was a free pattern and this one was awesome and I loved it. Or this one, the instructions were lacking and I had to figure some of this out on my own. Or this one, just the fit did not fit, you know? And so she'll be very honest about her results from that. And so she likes to sew those up on her Instagram and on her YouTube. So you can definitely go check those out. But for this list, let's start with a very well-known indie, and these are indie pattern companies that we're sharing today. And so that those are the ones that we're familiar with, but Ellie and Mac, I will say personally, I have sewn up the adult classic PJs and the nightgown pattern. That is a pattern. One of the first patterns I ever used from Ellie Mac was this pattern. And I made a ton of the little nightgowns, like a t-shirt dress for sleeping in. And I love them. And then for Christmas every year, y'all know I make pajama pants for me, Brett and Brock. And they're just very universal style for adults, for men and women. And they come in a great size range and length for my really tall kiddo. And so I make those every year and they love their pajama pants. They wear them year round. And it's a free pattern and there's so many different versions. There's shorts, there's knit, there's woven. Like that is a really big file of pattern pieces and you get all of that for free. And the tutorial is fantastic. So it's a great one if you've never tried LA Mac to try that. And give that one a go. And the other one that I think was one of the first patterns I ever did from Ellie and Mac was the curved hem pocket tank. And I really love that tank top. And I've made it so many times with and without the pockets. And it's super cute and super easy. And it doesn't take a lot of fabric. So if you're new to sewing knits and you want something quick that and easy to learn how to do, sew knits on like a serger, that would be a fantastic one to start with. And then I think, Ashley, you did the last one we have listed here, the Grow With Me pajamas.
Yeah, I have done. That was actually my first pattern that I ever sewed. I thought starting with pajama pants or pajama pattern, which is the Grow With Me jammies, was a good, especially when you're first starting out, because then it's like, you can still wear them, but no one's going to see them, you know?
Exactly. But these are for kids, the Grow With Me.
I've been actually making these for the past, like, what is it, like 4 years now for every child in my family. And it's so much fun. I love making them. I can make them with my eyes closed at this point. But they have the nightgown and the full set of Grow With Me. And Grow With Me just means that, like, the cuffs are longer and the for the pants and the shirt, so that if they, you know, their arms and legs start growing, then you can just kind of unfold them. But they also have the standard cuffs too, so if you don't want to do that option.
Okay. I was going to ask you what it meant by Grow With Me, because I've never made these because these weren't like a thing when my son was little, and he's obviously outgrown them.
It gets like another year out of your pajamas sometimes.
Okay.
And if you have a child, if you have a child that just all of a sudden, like, their legs just like go like crazy, then
these come in like teenage boy size, 6 feet tall. I'm just kidding,
right? Like, it's the thing is that their legs grow and their waist stays the same. So then it's just like,
So but it's funny. I made the regular classic pajama pants for last Christmas, and this year, this Christmas, they were way too, within months, they were too short for Brock. And I was like, you know what? This year, I'm not cutting off as much.
Yeah.
And so I didn't. And he's like, Mom, they're too long. They're like going up under my foot when I'm walking. And I was like,
sure,
then roll them. Because the second I cut that stuff off, guess what?
Yeah.
You're going to grow another 2 inches and you're going to wish you had that. So I really didn't cut anything off. They're like meant for like a 6 foot six. And he's like, 6 foot. So I really could like cut half of that off. But I'm hesitant now because they just grow so
bad. Well, that's the thing. Those are probably could fit him forever, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's not getting any bigger in the waist. Let's be honest. The kid is just a beanpole, but he's all legs. So the next pattern company is Styla. And I have to say, out of these pattern companies, Styla's free patterns are not basic. They are really like what I would expect to pay for. So they have the Rain top, which is a what is that style where the sleeve comes across here? I'm drawing a blank.
Raglan.
Raglan, thank you. Mm-hmm. And the raglan sleeve is gathered, so it has like a ruched sleeve look, remember?
Yeah.
It's so cute. The Jackson leggings, the leggings pattern is pretty basic, but their legging patterns is really, really good. Mm-hmm. Then recently, Jen came out with the Sala, I think it's how you say it, the Sala pattern. It's a pullover hoodie.
Yeah.
Like with a kangaroo pocket and everything. Like it's like a, like if you, a spring pullover that you could like go jog in. I mean, it's really nice and very detailed. And I'm like, that's for free. Mm-hmm. The Laurel dress and the Galena dress are two dress patterns that they have that are free. I've made the Laurel before and it's a beautiful dress. There's like a faux button that you can do down the front. There's two different types of skirts with like a tiered rough gathered skirt. So again, really solid patterns that are not just like a basic pattern that you're getting for free. And their pattern instructions and their tutorials are actually really, really good. Yeah. So I highly recommend checking those out. Love Notions also has a free pattern for a laundry day tee. This could either be a t-shirt or a dress. And these are just great to like throw on and like go run errands or whatever. I love a t-shirt dress and theirs is free. So that's always really nice. And those can also be really easy to kind of like hack and do different things with if you want. The Petite Stitchery, the Adult Joggers is probably one of the most made free patterns that I've ever made. I have made the Adult Joggers so many times. I've made them for pajama pants. I've made them for loungewear. I've made them many times. And I love them. It's just like a jogging pant, but like it's got the cuff at the ankle. Mm-hmm. And it's got a drawstring in the waist, but you could totally do elastic. So
yeah, I should make that with my velour.
And they've got, you should. You absolutely should. Mm-hmm. But those are a great pant. And so if you've never done pants before, that's a great one to start with because their instructions are very good. It also has pocket option. So it's a really good one. Then they also have a jack zip front hoodie. So it's a jacket that zips up and it's got a hoodie. It's got the pocket in the front, but they have it in adult and kids for free. And then I also listed that this Petite Stitchery has several bags that are like free bag patterns. So like a drawstring backpack, a crossbody bag, an overnight bag, and a fanny pack.
Wow.
They have several bag patterns that are free. Now, let me pause here and say that these companies that we've mentioned so far, they also have other patterns that aren't garment patterns or bag patterns. They'll have some crafty patterns. I know LA Mac has some doll clothes. They'll have some headband patterns or like a seasonal thing, maybe a little Halloween costume, maybe something for a pet or a bandana. They'll have other kind of home decor or crafty patterns that are free, but that doesn't always necessarily tell me what their garment patterns are going to be like. So we're really kind of focusing on free patterns that align with the paid for patterns. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So like LA Mac has a ton of free patterns, but their free pattern for, a heatless curler, or it may not be the same expectation as for a garment pattern. So when you're looking at getting to know a pattern company for what they're known for, either garments, bags, quilts, make sure that the free pattern that you're getting from them, if they have one, aligns with that in to some degree, so you can kind of really get a feel for what you would expect from those other paid for patterns.
Mm-hmm.
Copper Creek Patterns, they have the Billy wearable blanket, which I love. It's so cute. And I've actually got some more Sherpa over here to make a couple more of those. It's just like literally you're making a blanket with like a hood that you wear. I love making these for when we sit out by the fire at night when it's chilly to stay warm. Oh, so good. And then they also have the Anything But Basic Tee for women's, men's, and children. So this is another one where if you want to learn how to sew knits and you just want something simple, and you want to practice, but it's actually a really good t-shirt. And then they have it in men's, women's, and children. So for free. And then Ashley threw in one from Bagstock Designs, the Pelican Tote Bag.
Yeah, that's a really popular one amongst them. Just like a standard, you know, tote bag, but really useful and
great for beginners.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and we've just scratched the surface of free patterns. There's so many, but these are ones that we've sewn or we have, you know, like Diana sewn or, you know, we've seen firsthand. But again, this is an opportunity for you to get to know a pattern company beyond just like, I love looking at reviews and things like that. Not every mm-hmm. company will have reviews on their website.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Yeah, but also sometimes when I look at reviews, I kind of take it with a grain of salt because someone may have had a hard time sewing that up, but their skill level may not be the same as mine. And I don't want their inexperience to deter me from trying it. You know what I mean? So
yep.
I personally kind of look more at what else they're doing. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to switch gears into what irks me about free patterns.
Yeah.
So for those of you who don't know, but quite a few probably do because a lot of you messaged me when this happened. Mood Fabrics is a very large fabric brand, very large company. They have locations, LA, Texas, oh, okay. New York City. They got fabric stores and they have some beautiful fabrics. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're known for.
Yeah. No shade against their fabrics for sure.
No, not at all. Beautiful stuff. I would love to go to the one in New York, to be honest. It's like several stories and it sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they list free patterns on their blog, on their website. If you Google free sewing patterns, the first thing that pops up in a Google search is Mood Fabrics. And then it says 300 plus free sewing patterns.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me tell you, they're not a pattern company. They're a fabric company. They are listing free patterns on their blog as clickbait to get you to their website to buy their fabrics. Totally fine.
Sure.
I get the agenda. I get the purpose of doing so. The problem is you have no way of knowing the quality of these patterns because they're all free. Mm-hmm. So the instructions are usually not great. I've made some of them. They're not thorough. You really have to know what you're doing to fill in the gaps. It's very lackluster. The pattern pieces are very leave things to be desired, right? But then again, it's free.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, can you complain?
No.
You didn't pay for it, right?
But I will complain when my pattern is on their website listed for free.
Yeah.
So if you didn't know, back in December, I released my very first pattern with Copper Creek Patterns called the Enchanted Overlay Skirt. Now, I'm going to stop there and say that this is a circle skirt. It is not something new in that regard.
Yeah, not groundbreaking or anything.
Yeah, it's a circle. I didn't reinvent the circle, okay? Fair?
Yeah.
The problem I had is February 1st, when Mood Fabric sent out a mass email. This is why I sign up for newsletters, y'all. Mass email in their newsletter releasing their brand new free pattern called the Enchanted Overlay Skirt.
How do you?
Okay. Y'all, it is the exact same pattern and design. That's okay. It is the exact same name.
Yeah.
Same that's pattern and crazy. Same name. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Doing me dirty, right? Like,
well, the thing is that they pay more money for their SEO. So clearly if they're going to even type that in, because maybe they saw Bethany skirt and they're like, oh, I'm just going to type it in quick to Google search. And then, you know, Copper Creek will pop up or whatever. No, that's not going to pop up first. Mood's going to pop up first. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to be like, oh, it's free. Well, then I'll just buy this one.
For free.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, let me tell you, and this is exactly why I reached out to them, because I said, this isn't okay. And I reached out and I said, hey, The Enchanted overlay skirt that you just released is my skirt.
Yeah.
Same name.
Mm-hmm.
Coincidence? I think not, but whatever. So I said, look, I know I didn't reinvent the wheel with this pattern. I'm not so worried about the design. It's the fact that you copied the exact same name. So to Ashley's point, the SEO, which if you don't know what that means, that's search engine optimization. So when you go to Google and you search free patterns, the first thing that I said pops up is Mood Fabrics offers 300 plus free patterns.
They pay for that.
Because they have a huge like algorithm feeding into their website because of this blog and because of the traffic and the size of their brand. Mm-hmm. So Copper Creek, my pattern on Copper Creek Patterns, is not going to show up on that first Google search because it's a newer pattern company. So I asked them, I said, I don't expect you to take it down because again, the pattern design itself isn't rocket science here. But could you at least change the name? Because that is so wrong. And they responded and they were very proactive. They immediately took it off their blog. They did put it back up, but they did change the name to something else. So the design is still there and that's fine. I'm not going to argue with that because we all get inspired from different places and we'll see t-shirts on every pattern company's website. And, you know, everybody's got a t-shirt, everybody's got a bodysuit, everybody's got a pajamas. I mean, it is what it is with those kind of things. This is a circle skirt. It is an overlay skirt, which is fine. And it is a sheer with a satin underneath. They literally is the same skirt, but the same name was just really hurtful to us and in so many ways. And so I did get the pattern. I don't know if I told you this, Ashley. I did download their version and it's you get what you pay for, right? It's very, like I said, lackluster and leaves things to be desired. And if you've never sewn with tulle, lace, embroidered material, mesh, satins, any of these kind of delicate fabrics like that requires for this skirt, then you would really struggle through this pattern, even though it's a simple circle skirt. You would really struggle with it. In my version, that I did, the tutorial is very thorough. The pictures are very detailed. And there's a whole video tutorial with the best ways to sew this very challenging material. And that was the whole point of me creating that pattern, was to teach you, everybody can sew a circle skirt, but it's teaching you how to sew with those kind of materials. That's the value mm-hmm. added for this pattern. And you don't get that through their free pattern. So you just, you know, have to decide what you want to do with that information. But when you fast forward to the next month and they did the same thing to a Nomi pattern designer, and this design was very specific, very unique, not seen anywhere else. And they literally copied it. Literally. So that one, they actually went to him and said, absolutely not. And they did take that pattern down. And it was the same designer at Mood that took my pattern and name, that took the Nomi pattern and copied it. So clearly they are in the business of copying small business fashion designers over here. And it really just puts a bad taste in my mouth. I'm not sitting here to try to throw another company under the bus, but this is why we're having this conversation about free patterns, because you got to know where it's coming from, right? So when you purchase, I'm putting air quotes here for those who are listening. When you are getting a free pattern from Mood, know that it might likely be a knockoff stolen version of someone else's pattern that they worked really, really hard on.
Yeah.
So just know who you're promoting and know who you're
supporting.
And it just kind of, you know, I thought it just happened to me. It's actually happened to several people. Those are two situations that's happened recently. And it really irks me. But they don't have any paid for patterns on their website. So that also tells you that this is not something they're investing in for your better judgment. Like, it's actually just to get you to visit their website to buy their fabrics.
Yeah.
I get it. Business tactic. But the content that they're creating is stolen a lot of times. And that's not fair.
Yeah. If you go to their website and look at a sewing pattern, a free sewing pattern, then it'll say like on the right hand side, like, buy these fabrics to make this pattern. So
it's. And I get it.
Yeah.
I totally get that. I just don't, I just, this, again, you get what you paid for.
Yeah.
And I truly encourage you to support, if you're going to get a free pattern, to do it from a pattern company that also has paid for patterns. Okay. Yeah. You're going to get more out of that free pattern than whatever you're going to get from Mood. And I'm just going to put it out there just like that.
And these little pattern companies, like these indie pattern, they're not little, but they all have amazing teams that are just like women and men who are just hustling to create something for themselves and better their, like, you know, their.
And they actually have a passion to teach you how to sew.
Yeah.
They want you to succeed.
They're not,
they don't want you to just clickbait.
Yeah. So I would rather go look for an indie pattern company.
Yeah.
Then, because I'm sorry, but Mood just like, it's a corporate giant.
A bad mood. They have enough. Me in a bad mood.
Like, yeah. Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to, I would never put them in the same category as an indie pattern company. And
no.
If you look at some.
I wouldn't even put them in the category of being a pattern company.
No, I know. It's just, it's kind of like, can you just like stay in your lane?
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing for them to collaborate with like real designers and then they could.
That would be a smarter move for them,
right?
To collaborate, to feature, to promote.
Like they could pay an indie pattern company for a design that they could put on their website for free. Like that would be amazing.
And then promote their fabrics to make that. That would be a great partnership, but they're not doing that. They're going about it the cheap way.
The
dirty way.
Unethical way.
Yeah. And I don't appreciate it. And the fact that it's happened to other people, and I didn't talk about it in the moment because I didn't want to drive attention to it. I didn't want to drive traffic to their website. And I also didn't want to deter from giving them the opportunity to do the right thing. So in this situation, I could have made a big stink online. I could have, you know, thrown them under the bus and made a big stink. But that is not how you get things resolved. And I thought, you know what, let me just go to them directly, try to solve the problem directly. I feel like a lot of social media, people just don't think that, like, maybe if you just go to them and talk to them, they'll fix it. And they did, because that's what I did. And time has passed. And now I'm like, okay. And then I found out it happened to someone else. And now I'm like, okay, now I'm going to talk about it, you know, because if it's happening to me, it's happening to someone that did a Nomi pattern. It's probably happened to other people, but we don't want to talk about it because it's freaking Mood. They're a big company, but I'm not scared.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be. I mean, honestly, I did everything ethically, did everything right. And they're the ones in the wrong. And, you know, it just, this is what happens when you cut corners and you try to do things cheap. If they had come to me and said, we really love your pattern, we would like to, feature it on our blog, would you be open to that? And you know, can we figure out a deal to maybe offer our customers a discount on your pattern or whatever? And you can promote it, our fabrics in exchange. Absolutely. You want to send me some fabrics to sew it up to promote it too? I'm happy to do so. But don't just steal my work and steal the exact name of my pattern. Enchanted Overlay Skirt. You know how many people sent me DMs?
Mm-hmm.
It forwarded me the email. I'm like, y'all, I saw it. And now everybody else has seen it. And people were pissed. And I just want to say to those who support me and my pattern to come and say, I am so pissed I did this. What do you want me to do? I had like this army circling around me ready to go to battle. And it was very sweet. And I do appreciate it because that just shows me that our community looks out for one another. We really do. We're a tight-knit sewing community, and we do look out for one another. So when we have conversations like this, it's because we want to educate you all to know where you're getting your content from and who they might be stealing it from.
There's something wrong with it, too, though.
Like, it's like what?
The back of it, the photo of the back of it, it looks like
of
it's,
the skirt?
Yeah.
It's not good.
No, and the underlayment is too long, so it just doesn't, like, it looks like you didn't cut your tool, like, you just screwed up. Like, there's not a differentiation, like, enough.
Like, it should be, yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe that was the one tweak they did to make it not like mine, but then they named it the same thing.
Yeah, they just changed, they encased the elastic with the fabric so that it looks different, but.
That's it.
Whatever.
Yeah, but the other one that they stole from Nomi was very detailed.
Yeah.
And they took that one, and it was like a mirror image. And they did name it something different, but it was like, that's right. real specific. And that one actually got completely taken down, the whole pattern, whereas mine didn't taken down. It just got renamed. That's fine. That's fine.
Well, does that mean that they're not even going and looking to see, like, did anybody else do this? Like, they're not even...
No, they're looking to see what people have released that's popular, what's trending in the moment, and then they're just quickly making their own version and sticking it up there. And these patterns, they're not testing them.
No, I wouldn't be surprised if they have just like a software that's doing it for them.
Yeah.
And then they have one person sew up one version.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
Take some photos and be done. And the instructions are very minimal.
Well, that's one company.
That's one company. But we've also heard of patterns being stolen by big companies and then mass produced.
Yeah.
And sold finished garments using someone's pattern. That has happened with Temu. That has happened with Shein. Mm-hmm. And it's not just with pattern, like garment patterns, it's people's artwork and designs that they're stealing. And it's just really disheartening and frustrating and sad to see large companies stealing from artists, small artists, even bigger artists. They're stealing their work. And then without any credit or payment, they're just taking it and then mass producing it. And this happened to a girl that I follow. She had like a coverall kind of overall pattern. Temu stole the pattern. They may have purchased They probably purchased it off her Etsy, but then they took that pattern and mass produced it and put it on their website so you could buy the finished garment.
Yeah.
But it gets worse. Her photos of her wearing the garment with her dog in the photos, like her photos from her pattern listing on her website, they stole those photos as well. And that is the listing on their website for the finished garment.
Like, they don't even try to hide it.
They don't.
With the AI technology, it's like, you don't need to do that. But no. You can just make it like with AI so easily.
Well, but. And she ordered one. To just see.
Really?
Yeah. And the quality was absolute trash.
Of course.
And the material was awful. And the sewing construction was awful. But it was her pattern.
Yeah. Like, it wasn't actually sewn the way that her pattern probably
said. Well, and it wasn't with the kind of material that you really should be sewing it with. Because it was really cheap and just felt gross. But she's like, Temu will not only steal your identity. You really shouldn't download that app, by the way. If you haven't seen that in the news, you should go Google search that. But they're also stealing people's artwork. They're stealing people's pattern designs. They're stealing people's, like, their livelihood.
Yeah.
Like, you can't compete with that.
No.
And it's really frustrating. Shein is doing the exact same thing.
It's hard because these companies that are overseas... Mm-hmm. You can't do anything about it. Like, if they steal your identity, they steal your credit card number. It's like, good luck. You're going to call the police in your city. They're going to be like, there's nothing we can do. So you really want to kind of stay home when it comes to those types of things.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. I'm not.
Or use trusted services and stuff like.
Yeah.
PayPal or something like that to pay for things, not just putting your credit card into those websites.
But like one thing we learned recently is the Temu app and all apps, let's be honest, all apps are tracking what you're doing on your phone.
Oh yeah.
Okay. They want to know what you're doing on other apps or other browsers or other video, you know, games on your phone so they can push ads that are targeted to you. We all know that happens. Our phones listen to us. It's sitting right there, and I'm probably going to get an ad later for Temu because we've said that name so many times today. But I will not put the Temu app on my phone.
I have never bought from them, no.
No, because there is evidence of it going too far, and it's actually like you're not getting your products, you're not... they're stealing your credit card information. They're selling your personal information. They're selling your, that. So they're not just using it for their benefit. They're actually selling it to other companies. And then that's when you get identity theft. That's when you have fraud. And so you just really have to look out for yourself. I mean, it can happen with any of these things. It's the nature of the beast of our technology and where we're at these days, but protect yourself, know what you're doing. It's just terrifying. It's terrifying. It's frustrating. And it, sometimes it makes me wonder, and I hate that it does this, but it really makes me wonder, like, why bother? Why bother keep doing all this hard work to release patterns for someone to steal it?
Well, hopefully you find that you have an audience that values you as a creator and wants to support you. And I think people are getting more, more cognizant of the fact that they're giving money to these companies that don't care about us. They don't care about the people that make the things for their own company. Like Temu has like literally children sewing these garments.
Shein too.
Exactly. Like they're so unethical. So people are paying more attention to that stuff. They're waking up to this and they're like, no, we're going to, you know, go to Ashley or Bethany and buy a pattern from them because we know that their kids aren't in the back room freaking pumping out the patterns or something, you know, like, oh, we're doing the hard work. You know, people here are doing the hard work.
I will say I did realize, I don't think I fully appreciated the support of my sewing community until that moment when Mood took not only my pattern design, but to name it the same thing. Like there was an uprising and I was like, y'all calm down. I get it. I'm pissed too. Trust me. We're going to give them the opportunity to do the right thing before
we blast them.
But. Yeah. Because what would make a company want to like do the right thing if you put them on blast and not even give them a chance? Right. Once I called them out and they got caught red-handed, they did do the right thing. They did redact it.
They continued to do it again.
But then exactly. Which is why now I'm like, screw you.
Yeah, because Nomi pattern came out after your skirt, right?
Yeah, and it happened. And I feel like maybe if I had said something, people would be more aware. It was going to happen regardless. And trust me, they'll do it again.
Oh, for sure. They don't care.
They'll do it again. Oh, sorry, I didn't know. And it's like,
is there a face to the person who's stealing the things, right? Because it's so
the guy that the quote unquote fashion designer for Mood that posted the blog for my pattern also posted the blog for the Nomi pattern. So clearly, and I don't know any of the other designers over there, but the same person who stole my pattern and name stole the Nomi pattern, and it was the same designer over at Mood. I'm not going to say his name because he's not here to defend himself, and I haven't talked to him since he did that. I never talked to him directly. I talked to Mood directly, so I don't know who I spoke to.
That's the thing. Yeah.
You know, it wasn't him. But clearly, he still has a job, and he's still copying and stealing patterns. So maybe Mood needs to like take a deeper dive at who's creating their content. And who's calling themselves a fashion designer.
It could be someone else who's just like, make this, and then hands it to him, and then he doesn't even do the due diligence to look it up also.
Well, I'm the kind of person that is like, let's keep your friends close and your enemies closer. So I took a little deep dive into like, oh, let's find him on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And he's all about graphic tees and cars. He doesn't look like a fashion designer. Like, he doesn't like have content on his own Instagram about fashion design. So it's like, he's just got a job that's paying his bills so he can do whatever, which is fine. We all have jobs that pay our bills, but it's like your job isn't, you weren't hired to steal people's content. Mm-hmm. You weren't hired to steal other people's designs and call yourself a fashion designer. I'm sorry. Like make something like if you're going to be a fashion designer, design something unique to yourself. Like if you're not capable of doing that, then you shouldn't be a fashion designer. Sorry. You can't call yourself that when you're stealing from other people.
For sure.
And that's my PSA for today. Woo! Lord, y'all. It's taken me 2 months to be able to talk about it. Because it really buttered my biscuit.
Well, speaking of buttering your biscuit, let's talk about some confessions.
Okay. Let's switch gears to a sewing confession. Yay. My confession, man, I'm thrown and I don't know what to do. I guess I gotta keep on two of my confession. All right. This week's sewing confession is anonymous, by the way. And if you have one and you want to submit one, you can go to the link in our description or go to our website to do so. All right. This week's sewing confession is I stopped sewing for 15 years. Largely because I didn't understand how to make my garments fit my body. There were no YouTube tutorials back then to make me realize that most garment makers had to modify patterns to fit their bodies. There were also no size-inclusive patterns to fit my plus-size body. I appreciate you sharing this, truly, whoever you are. I'm glad to hear that you are now sewing again, that you're learning how to do grading, that you're now finding patterns that are more size inclusive, and hopefully finding some of our own, very own tutorials to help you figure out how to get garments to fit yourself. I feel like as a sewing community, especially in the garment side of things, we've come a long way.
Oh, yeah.
And we've come a long way, and I truly contribute that to the indie pattern companies and people like me and you, Ashley, who are creating patterns for people, everyday people like us. We're not doing it for the masses. We're doing it for ourselves and for people like us. And we're just, I think this side of the sewing community has blossomed and really forced other bigger brands to reconsider how they do things, and really changing the industry. And I'm happy to see it.
It's funny though, because like even that one little piece of information that, this probably won't fit you out of the package.
Yeah,
that little piece of information. I didn't even know it either. I didn't know that that's what people did.
Yeah.
So you would just make it. You would look at the thingy and you look for your size. And you're like, okay, I'm a size 14, and you would make it, and then you'd be like, it didn't fit. But I don't even know. Did the big four companies have any information on bust adjustments, stomach adjustments, like nothing, right?
So I think they've come a long way, and I think some do now, but yeah. It may not be on every pattern, or it may not be on the pattern. You may have to seek that information elsewhere, like outside the of company. The pattern.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think the thing is, like with indie pattern companies, you'll find that a lot of them will include that information in every single pattern. Mm-hmm. Because they don't want you to have to go digging for it. They want you to have everything you need in that pattern to get a custom fit. And we have to remember that a size chart within a pattern is the same as like if a size on a rack at a ready to wear, right?
Right.
When I pick that garment off the rack at a clothing store, it may not fit me. But that same size a size out of a pattern company, I may not fit down all the sizes for that one size.
Mine's so that's like where,
I'm kind of like a between two sizes, sometimes three sizes for some people. And that's where you need to make adjustments. Like I may be this size in my bust, this size in my waist, this size in my hip, and you will print all three sizes and grade between. And indie patterns companies, especially the ones that we were talking about earlier that have some really good free patterns, they include that information in their instructions of all of their patterns of how to do height adjustments, fit adjustments, waist adjustments, bust adjustments, whatever you need to make sure that you're getting the fit because they want you to succeed. They want you to have a well-fitted garment. And that's the whole point of sewing your own clothes, right? Is to get a custom fit, because ready to wear off the rack never seems to fit, right? Or fit like you want it to, or look flattering on your body. So, because everybody's different.
Yeah. And I think people also don't realize that you could go to the store, buy the garment that doesn't fit you, and then tailor it.
Yeah.
Which is another thing that people like, you don't really think about. Like,
yeah.
When you watch those designers, like personal shoppers, and they're bringing people through the store, and they're like, oh, yeah, well, we just need to take in the sides and then maybe take up the cuff. And you're just like, you can do that. Like, it's but little things like that. I was like, oh, yeah, I guess you could do that.
But think of it this way. Instead of having to tailor your garment after you make it to fit you,
exactly.
You're tailoring the pieces before you sew it up by grading between those sizes.
Yeah.
So you're doing those steps before you sew it up to get the perfect fit versus buying something or making something and then having to make those adjustments after the fact.
Right.
And that honestly can be harder to do and more time consuming to do than just to make it from scratch. Mm-hmm. With those grading adjustments that you need. And I'll be honest, this is why we've talked about this before. doing a test sew, especially if it's like a pair of pants and you know fitting in the waist to hip is an issue, or maybe it's a bust issue, and you're not quite sure how to get that right fit, until you've done it a few times and you figured out what works for you, do a test sew. Get some muslin, get some cheap fabric, get a freaking bed sheet from Goodwill and make it out of a test material first before you make it out of your good material. And that's going to be how you learn to get that custom fit. It is going to take some practice. It's not going to happen the first time, but it's going to be worth it in the long run when you can make really well fitted garments that look super flattering and that you're super comfortable in on your body. You're going to wear those with such confidence. It's going to show. And then you're going to be excited to tell everybody when they compliment you that I made this myself. You know, I love doing that. I love it when something fits me really well and I just know it because it feels good on me.
I didn't know that.
I feel happy when I see it in the mirror.
I didn't know you could have clothes that could fit you properly. Like, I've been going through my life for so long.
Well, and I feel like a lot of people have, even those who have tried, like our confessor today, kind of gave up on it, thinking, I'm just going to have, why bother sewing my clothes if they're going to fit just as poorly as the ones off the rack? I might as well just buy off the rack. And they just didn't have the information they needed to get that fit. And now that they do, and now that we have things like YouTube tutorials and indie pattern companies and people like us who really are passionate about it, making sure you learn how to get the right fit. Yeah, there's so many more resources out there to teach you. But don't forget, Ashley, you created last year a whole course that people can get from our website on how to get the perfect fit.
Yeah.
And body measurements.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how to take your body measurements, because it's not always very clear what, you know, to be like measure for girth. And it's like, what is girth, you know? So,
yeah,
we have that ebook available over on our website so that you can have every single measurement that a typical pattern would ask you for. And you know exactly, there's a photograph of how to take the measurement on your body. And
it's very detailed.
Step by step. Yeah, instructions. And it's very useful. Very useful.
We'll put a link to that in the description so that you guys can grab that if you haven't already, because if you, no matter if you're new to pattern sewing or experienced, if you're not sure you're taking measurements properly, that's like the first step, right? You got to take your measurements to know what size or sizes you're going to be cutting from. And if you're not doing that right, you're already setting yourself up to not have a good fitting garment. So make sure that you're taking the time to do that and then do it often. Remember? I know it's not fun.
When we did, we had to measure across the back. We both got that measurement wrong because we didn't have clear instructions on how to do that measurement. Mm-hmm. And our shoulder seams were like done.
Too far. Too far. And it was because, again, we didn't have the information that we needed to properly take those measurements. Mm-hmm. From our pattern drafting course and from our experiences in that, we've learned what not to do and what to do. And we've learned so much about all of that over the last year. And we've basically taken that the best practices information and put it in an ebook for you guys. So to our confessor, we hope that you grab that and it helps you in your sewing journey. And I'm just proud of you for admitting that, like, yeah, I gave it up, but now I'm back and I'm trying again and I'm having successes. And that's what we love to hear. So
for sure.
On that note, thank you guys for tuning in. We hope that you will look at the description because there are going to be some free patterns that we mentioned. We're going to list those in the description. So if you heard one that you're like, I didn't know they had that, or I want to check that out, be sure you check those out. And then if you know of any free patterns that you absolutely love that we may not even know about, because like we said, there's a lot out there. Maybe it's a quilt, maybe it's a bag, maybe it's a craft that you love to make, and it's a really good pattern company that we should be supporting. We would love to hear about it. So leave it in the comments of our YouTube channel. That is the best place to put that information so everybody can see it and we can share our knowledge across the sewing community. And until next week, happy sewing. Bye.
Bye.